We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you missed any part of the show, we invite you to go back and listen to it via the podcast. KFHradio.com is our award-winning website, and that's how you can stream us at your desk, cube, or any workplace by visiting KFHradio.com. Get the radio.com app on your phone, and you can rewind any part of the show or anything on KFH, your station for sports. Last night, we had a Seahawks and 49ers game that went right down to the gun in overtime as the Seahawks kicked a field goal with about 1 second left in overtime to win the game 27-24 over the 49ers. But that was just the cap of a weird NFL week, which, I don't know, I suppose if you dissect it however, you know, each and every week, you find the weird ones in the you just never know weeks. I think this was one. Vikings improved to 5-1 in their last six as they beat the Cowboys in Dallas in prime time and maybe dispelled the stigma that Kirk Cousins can't beat a winning team, but maybe started one with the Cowboys, that they can't beat a team that's quote-unquote good. I know we talk about this a lot of the time and that there's no such thing as strength of schedule in the NFL or easy or tough, but Dalvin Cook had 183 scrimmage yards, and the Cowboys did not have the same success on the ground as they were held without a rushing first down for the first time in 12 years, 28-24, wow. As Cousins kind of got a little vindication, and they're just as hot as can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Chiefs cooled them down for one, but the Vikings are solid.
5-1 in their last six. Same division. Aaron Jones scored three times. Packers won the battle of a pair of potential MVP candidates in Aaron Rodgers and Christian McCaffrey. Aaron Jones has 14 touchdowns now.
And how about that?
McCaffrey was stuffed at the goal line on the game's final play in a snowstorm at Lambeau Field. In a highly entertaining game that the Panthers came up basically a yard short. McCaffrey entered the game as one of the toughest running backs to stop at or behind the line of scrimmage this season. It was just the third time on the day he was hit first at or behind the line of scrimmage, his fewest in a game this season, but he didn't get in. So Packers win that game. They remained somewhat hot. And teams that either tank, stink, or combination thereof, three of them won. Dan touched on it a little bit ago that the Falcons went into the Superdome and beat New Orleans 23-9.
I mean, they not only beat them, they beat them up. And that happens. I mean, Packers the week before in L.A. against the Chargers. I mean, it's just this league's weird.
I don't know, though, man. New Orleans at home without a touchdown? Mm-hmm. I mean, the 85 Bears that have a hard time going in there and shutting Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, and all those guys out of the end zone. Excluding the strike-shortened 1982 season, it's the fifth week in the Super Bowl era where three teams with one or fewer wins won in week 10 or later. Hadn't happened in 6 years. New Orleans was a 13.5-point favorite. Indianapolis was an 11-point favorite. Both lost after closing as at least 11-point favorites. marking only the second time in the last 30 seasons that multiple 11-point favorite lost outright. Now, Brian Hoyer had a day to forget for the Colts, but they were playing the Dolphins, who, by all measures, are tanking. Didn't get hardly.
If they are, they've won two games here in the last few weeks.
And
so,
to be clear, the players aren't tanking, but you know,
no,
they're trying, obviously. But
players don't tank.
No,
not in the NFL. I'm going to tell you that right now. They just don't do it.
But
winning a game is so valuable to them; it's unreal.
How did they win that game, though? And
well,
I love the guy, but how does Adam Vinatieri still have a job? He missed another extra point. They had to go for it on 4th and 10 at the 16 or something like that because they were down 4 instead of 3. And Miami's backup running back, Kalen Ballage, had 20 carries for 43 yards. And Ryan Fitzpatrick only had 169 yards passing, and yet the Colts lost anyway. That hurts.
Hmm.
And that's a team that, I mean, you'd have to say in the AFC that they're as viable a playoff team as there is, assuming Jacoby Brissett comes back and is okay, right?
Right.
Because you got the Patriots and the Bills in the East, the Ravens in the North, the Texans in the South, and the Chiefs in the West, and to a lesser degree, the Raiders. But there's kind of a rock fight in the rest of the AFC South between the Titans, who got the win. They're now 5-5. The Jags were off. They're 4-5. And the Colts fall to 5-4. I know they had Brian Hoyer.
Are the Ravens
Hoyer,
the best team in the AFC right now?
Oh, man. They're the scariest, I think.
Boy. I mean, I know they've lost twice. They've got one in their pocket against the Patriots. And really, this whole thing is we can sit here and debate this all we want or discuss it. If the Patriots are holding home field advantage, I'm not saying it renders anything moot, but, boy, I'll tell you what, it quiets down much of the conversation.
Except for the Ravens.
Winning the AFC. Yeah, except the Ravens.
Except for the Ravens because of one guy.
Right.
He had Lamar Jackson's the guy I'm talking about. He had another perfect passer rating. He's had two this year. Two perfect passer ratings for a guy that some people wanted to play wide receiver instead of quarterback. And are we just going to eventually stop playing the what-if game as far as him taking a big hit and being a running quarterback? Because he had a 47-yard touchdown run.
Hmm. Dan just talked about it. He brings a special set of skill to the game that is different than really any other quarterback in the league other than Russell Wilson, right?
Mm.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah, those guys are on a little bit different tier than Lamar Jackson, but yeah.
But Lamar, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I would say that Lamar Jackson has proven that he can be a competent thrower in this league. And they have designed offense to accentuate his legs.
Yep.
He's not doing all of this making it up.
No.
They're running design plays for him.
Zone reads and option and, yeah.
Yes. So, boy, how much, and Paul and I talked about this briefly yesterday, how much has he lapped the field of that quarterback class?
Well, he's...
when he, by most measures, was the fifth guy, and he did go in the first round.
Yeah.
But he was the fifth guy in that quarterback class. How much better is he than Darnold and Rosen and Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen even?
Well, he's tied for the best MVP odds with Russell Wilson going into the game last night. And then it's Deshaun Watson, Christian McCaffrey, and Aaron Rodgers, is according to Caesars. But MVP says just about everything you need to know. And he is 12th in the NFL in rushing yards. And two perfect passer ratings go along with it.
Well,
so,
I mean, that speaks for itself. That's how you get to 7-2.
Yep.
So, I mean, and look, they made Cincinnati like it.
Oh, man.
Last weekend. But, my God, that's a good football team right now. And he's fun to watch. I'll give him credit.
He is that.
He is really fun to watch and effective. So, pretty interesting stuff. It's just hard to figure from one week to the next. What do you really count on right now in the NFL? What are the things you absolutely know week in and week out in the NFL?
Less and less.
That's for sure. That's for sure. OTD coming up next, courtesy of Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, your equipment rental headquarters. Finish up the show in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.